BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott, and here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, revealed. Today, Chris is going to interview Jennifer Aniston in a hotel room in London. You'll hear the interview on tomorrow morning's breakfast show. On this podcast, all the build-up and the Hollywood makeover. Also, Challenge 8 on Scott versus Chris as we ride the lifts here at the BBC. And joining us live, star of new film Lovelace, Amanda Seyfried.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Oh, I just caught myself doing it again, just refreshing my Twitter. There's no one on it. Why am I doing this? Oh, hell no. Lady Gaga's just thanked Cher and called her an inspiration.
Your tweet was slightly more exciting today, though, in good news.
Well, I'm slightly more excited, that's why. Good morning, this is Scott Mills. I could not sleep last night, and I think it's because I'm nervous for you.
Don't be. Like, this is what I'm saying, you stress me out more by doing this kind of thing.
I remember every hour waking up going, ah!
Don't do that, just calm.
I'm not even doing the interview. Why are you not stressed?
I am stressed, but as I said, I'm like a swan. I'm gliding on the top and my legs are going furiously underneath. I don't even know what that means.
No. Go out last night?
I did actually. I went out to go see a band.
Oh, good. How was that?
It was really good. I went to go see a band called Deaf Havana. Heard of them?
Yeah, I have.
They're really good, and they had a string quartet with them, which I think made all the difference.
Oh, I love a string quartet.
Do you know what? I think anything could sound good, and that's no offence to Deaf Havana, they were brilliant, but anything could sound good to a string quartet.
Any old rubbish could sound good with a string quartet.
I could be doing anything, and it would sound great.
I'd quite like one to accompany some of the events of my life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Walk into the train.
Yes.
String quartet.
Yes.
I don't love them as much as I love a gospel choir, though. I still need to make that happen at some point. Before I die, I want to be able to sing with a gospel choir. I mean, every time I hear No Regrets by Dappy, I just get goosebumps.
I know what you mean.
Anyway, I hope you're right this morning. It's 6:36. Today's the big day where Chris goes off after the show and meets someone off of Hollywood who's quite famous. Oh, God!
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, it is 6:42 on Wednesday morning. Today is actual hump day.
It is the hump.
It is the hump. It's a very big day today. We've got Amanda Seyfried coming in at 8 o'clock this morning. Some eager fans already outside. There's two types of fans, you see, that turn up for someone like Amanda Seyfried, massive Hollywood actress. There's your teenage girls who turn up in groups. And then there's the slightly older ones who like to make a day of it. I've just been outside and there's a couple just sat there. And they're eating sandwiches. They bought a picnic.
Oh, wow.
I like that. They'll probably, whip out the travel rug, a bit later, and just sit there. They like to make this house comfortable, do you know what I mean?
Are they carrying drinks in thermos flasks?
They seem to be well prepared. They're in it for the long run, do you know what I mean? But she'll be here around 8 o'clock this morning. And after the show, Chris is going to interview someone V-famous. It's another When Chris Met. You know the Mila Kunis one. That was good, for kind of all the wrong reasons.
No, what do you mean?
Well, you just kind of bumbled your way through it. A gutsy move. And everyone in America was saying that you were like Hugh Grant.
Hello. Hello.
So, what kind of approach are you going to take this time?
Well, Right. Well, the approach I'm taking at the moment is sort of...
Not bothered?
I'm going in blind, aren't I, really? I don't know how to prepare. There is no way I can prepare, is there? The only question I have is, so you're from Hollywood?
Okay, well, that's a good start. They're not actually
from... Do you know what I mean?
They're not from Hollywood.
No?
Well, no, they do Hollywood. They're not... Not that many people are from Hollywood. They're from other places around. Hollywood's where they go to work, Los Angeles.
Brilliant. So I don't.
You
have,
knew that Hollywood.
I don't have any question. I have.
You knew that Hollywood was
in Hollywood.
LA. Did you?
No. To be honest, I don't.
Oh my God.
No, but I don't get the whole LA thing anyway. No, that's.
Well, you didn't know that Hollywood isn't LA.
No. If I'm honest, I didn't.
Okay.
No, but why would I? This is the point. You all take the mic, but why would I?
Okay. Has someone seen you this morning? Because I reckon someone's seen you on the way in, because we haven't got any cameras on at the moment, have we? Chris could have done his hair for his big interview. Presentation is everything, young Chris.
So who's slagging me off now? Is that the security guard?
Do you reckon it's the security guard
reception?
Downstairs?
I mean, why is everyone wanting to make this as difficult as possible?
You haven't done your hair, though.
Why is someone from reception could have done your hair?
It's not someone from reception.
Well, it obviously is.
Looked. It's Tim from Halifax.
Well, how's he seen me?
I don't know. Makes you paranoid, though, doesn't it?
I can't do my hair because, and I'll tell you why, because my barber is on holiday and... Last time I cheated on him, it all went off. So
I told you, I said to you, get a haircut yesterday.
I can't.
Why?
Because I can't go with someone else. Last time I did this, he went off.
He didn't speak to you for a while, did he?
No, and it took ages to build that trust up again.
This is the family barber that you have been getting your hair cut from since you were a child.
All my life.
And what's his name?
Andy the Barber.
Good morning, Andy the Barber. Is he listening now?
He probably is, yeah. He's always listening.
And so you got a haircut from another woman before, and...
No, I went to another man.
Oh, even worse.
I went to another man in a nearby town in Rainers Lane.
So you cheated with him?
Cheated on him, played away. I turned up at Andy's hoping he wouldn't notice, and he said to me, so...
Well, who cut your hair then?
Who have you been seeing?
They always do that, right. Who did this last?
And I said, no one.
What I always do is go, I've been working away in Manchester. I always use Manchester. And that's why I had to get it cut somewhere else. Otherwise, they hate it.
But they always slag off the other person. Mm. Like, Andy was like, who is he then? And I told him.
And they always go, yeah, well, they've left it too short on top.
He's like, oh, well.
Okay, so I understand that.
Right, so whoever the receptionist who's emailed in, no need for that.
I don't want to stress you out,
saying. You do. The Scott Mills Daily.
Get Radio 1 SoundCloud and you will hear the Harley speech jammer from yesterday. It was great. Called up Professor Green. 6:51. Hi, who's up then? Liam Bolton, good morning. Just got back from Malia. Not feeling the best. Feels like you need a holiday, like you do after a trip.
Yeah, I know exactly that feeling.
Also, Tanya's already been for her morning run and is pumped for Wednesday. That's impressive.
A bit keen for my life.
Really keen. What's wrong with you today?
No, I always envy people who can do that, get up and run. There'll be a lot of people who are just in bed, you know, relaxing. It's making a lot of people probably feel bad that. So
yeah.
I'm just trying to balance it out.
All the runners have smug face.
Yeah.
Stephanie is already checking her Twitter and Facebook. I know. Louise listening bright and early before a long trip to Warwick from Manchester. Alice Smith is super tired this morning. Tired face. Giles has been on. And Nathan and Kate, hello. Okay, so... This week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we were talking about the people that announce the programmes on TV. And we may have said this. This is from earlier in the week.
That's a job, isn't it? That's a right job.
Why?
Because, well, exactly that. That's all you have to do. You've basically got to work for 10 seconds in between. You watch loads of TV.
Okay, yeah, I think you do.
You
get
can't
to
really
watch
go
the shows.
Wrong, can you?
So that's when they go, and next on BBC One, Planet Earth. And then they get to watch the whole of Planet Earth. It's a good job. So that happened. And then somebody called up who is a Radio 1 DJ and also the person who announces the programmes on BBC Three, Jen Long.
Look, and I don't mean to sound rude, but I honestly don't see why anyone couldn't do it. I know that... I don't mean to sound rude. I'm just saying, how hard is it to talk?
It's not just that. You've got to write it all. You've got to script it. You've got to come up with different ways of announcing the same programme day in, day out.
Yes, you know? I've actually done a bit of this before on a channel that doesn't exist anymore, and I'm totally with you. It's harder than you think.
I'm not so sure, but the thing is, I would never get that opportunity to be able to do it, would I? Because they'll never let someone like me do those announcements, but I genuinely think anyone could
do
it.
Now, I wanted to be careful around this, because actually, this is kind of the same job, only you listen to music. Rather than watching TV or films. Am I right?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Yes. Okay, so yesterday we spoke to Jen and we asked her to email the BBC Three boss to see if they would ever put us on. Now, I took that as a joke, but she did email him and this has now escalated somewhat. So I got into Radio 1 this morning to, and I'm not joking, about 40 emails going back and forth between various agents and some top-level management, both here at Radio 1 and at BBC Three, and my producer here at Radio 1, who loves it. So I think this is mostly the reason this is, may have escalated. Right. So it turns out that we're on tomorrow night.
Excellent. Now this is,
we're doing
this
the,
is good,
we're
isn't
announcing
it?
The programmes on BBC Three right. live tomorrow yeah. night. Yeah. Now I'm saying the reason that you're on is because they think you're going to mess it up. You've set yourself up for a massive fall.
No, not at all.
Oh, it's easy. It's really easy.
I'll show you exactly how it's done tomorrow night on BBC Three. Isn't this the coolest thing, though? It'll be like, coming up next, Family Guy.
Yes, we do get to announce Family Guy, I think.
Why are you stressing?
I'm not stressing.
You are stressing, though.
I'm a consummate professional. I've been doing this for 40 years.
Well, you don't like that I'm coming along, do you? That's why you're stressing. It's going to be a battle tomorrow between me and you, I
think. It's not going to be a battle.
Collaboration.
It's not a battle.
Are you going to let me talk?
Probably not.
Well,
you know that
that's apparently not the agreement. Apparently I'm on as well. I know you don't like it.
Kind of in the background.
I'm not in the background.
You are.
I'm going to have a microphone.
Which I can turn off.
I'll turn you off.
You can't turn me off because I'll be in control.
Well, I'll turn you off.
You won't turn me off.
I will, though.
I'm not enjoying your confidence this morning.
You need
to pipe down.
I'm not enjoying your cockiness this morning.
You've got a big Hollywood A-lister to interview just after the show. And then we've got to think about what we're going to say tomorrow night on BBC Three.
I'm kind of excited about it, though, are you? What's wrong?
I don't know.
Why don't you believe in me anymore?
What's happened? No, it'll be fine. It's just that, like, I think that you think you could just go on and say what you want, and you can't. There's somebody counting in your ear, like, telling you what time to finish. You've never done that before.
Don't stress about it,
You
mate.
Just turn it's up here fine. And wang on.
It's all fine.
Anyway, so we're on BBC Three. How did this happen? Fair play to Jen for sorting it out.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
So we're on tomorrow night, so make sure you watch BBC Three. We've got a whole host of good programmes for you. Don't know what they are yet. And, yeah, we're on tomorrow night from 7 o'clock. What?
Yes.
What a weird day already. Mm. Okay, let's play Lana Del Lol.
Radio 1 Breakfast Show. One. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Mark here.
Hello, Mark, where are you this morning?
I'm at work over in Feltham in Middlesex, just by Heathrow.
Already? What are you doing?
Polishing up a nice Audi for someone.
Is that one?
Making it look all nice.
It does sound it, doesn't it?
Are you a car polisher?
No, I paint cars for a living, but I also quality control them, so I've got to make sure they're right before they go back to the customer. It's not as fascinating as it sounds.
Sounds quite good.
Good technique, good waxing technique. Wax on,
yeah,
wax
off.
I was just about to get in there. Yes. Good wax on, good wax off. Yeah. You know, just like Mr. Miyagi used to teach us.
How can I help you today?
Me? Basically, it's about the fact that you've got Chris going for the interview today.
Yes.
And not once have I heard either of you mention that he's going to take a Watford shirt. Because do you remember what happened last time with Mina Kunis? That he offered to give her a Watford shirt and then suddenly realised he didn't have a Watford shirt to give her.
Oh, this is a really, really good point. Why haven't we thought of this?
It is a good point. I should always be prepared, shouldn't I?
Yeah,
I was a cub once.
Exactly. And the thing is, Chris, when you get nervous, you're always going to fall back onto your old Watford. So
every time. You know, it's this break glass for emergency conversation.
Exactly. But obviously, you don't know who you're going to interview, but I feel that the shirt should at least have the celebrity's name on the back. You know, make them feel that little bit more special. You never know. They might become an international phenomenon. You never know.
Well, the problem with this is because I don't know who it is, I can't get a shirt printed up.
I'm going to tell you who it is at 8:45. Is that too late to get a shirt made?
I don't know. It's cutting it fine. And to be honest, I'd rather not be thinking about having to get to a shirt printer's today. It's not. Doesn't seem to be the priority. I've sort of told myself I don't want to fall back on Watford Football Club again.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it's like all of us. When we get nervous, we fall back on what we like. And you, it's Watford, so you're always going to fall back.
It's true.
Who do you think it's going to be? Have you got any idea?
I don't know. Tom Cruise, weirdly, because I think he's got a funny side to himself. But I don't know if he's in anything new recently. I don't know why. I just think him, because do you think of him in Tropic Thunder? He was hilarious. He was absolutely hilarious, and I just think he'll be brilliant if he's in a fun mood. I think he'll be right up for a laugh. But I don't know. You're so good at keeping it quiet. I haven't got a clue. So,
but you think a Watford shirt's a good idea?
Yes, I do, because, well, Mina Kunis still wants one, and I don't know if you sorted her out one. You know, they all love soccer, as they like to call it. I'm guessing it's an American. Mm. And, yeah, why not? A big, bright yellow shirt won't clash with anyone.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell everyone, including Chris and you, who it is at 8:45, so make sure you keep listening, all right?
Yeah, no worries. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. Thanks for talking to us.
Good to speak to you, Mark.
No worries. It was nice talking to you guys. Have a good day.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Believe there's some showbiz happening. What's going on, please?
Yeah, only a little bit today, but we'll bosh through it. Lady Gaga has just tweeted thanking Cher, not Lloyd, off of old, for holding her meat purse.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, I've just seen it. Why does she always tweet in capitals, like Louis Walsh?
Do you think she just doesn't know how to turn them off?
Possibly, yeah. She's got the caps lock on there. Like old people, they do tend to tweet or text in capitals. So is it Cher off of, do you believe in it? Thanks for holding my meat purse.
But what is this meat purse? I assume it's more, she's messing around with meat again.
Probably, yeah. It's just probably like that. Got money in it, but made of meat.
Again, it's all a bit weird for me, that whole thing, but...
Yeah, too arty.
And this is great bit of showbiz news. Michelle Obama is set to release a hip-hop album.
Yes!
The aim being to tackle childhood obesity.
Well, so she's going to rap about kids being fat.
It's a bit unclear exactly how she's going to go about this.
That can only go well.
Michelle is getting a few other musicians involved.
Well, they know everyone. Like, they know Jay-Z. He'll be on.
Yes, that's the thing. They can call in the favours and get it. But I love the idea of Michelle Obama going into a studio.
So do I. Thank you for holding my meat purse. Okay, someone's been on saying that Cher apparently held Lady Gaga's meat purse when she was wearing the meat dress and she had to go up to an acceptance award.
Yeah.
So Cher, off of Do You Believe Me, actually held her meat purse while she accepted the award.
Oh, so she's not been at it again. This was an old award.
This old, yeah.
Oh, right.
That is Rudimental. It's BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Grimmy's back on Monday. Hope you're right this morning. You know, on the Mila Kunis interview that you did?
Yes.
We've talked about this before. You did look a bit pale. And like you just rocked up in a T-shirt, because you had.
No, I don't think that's fair. I think it's just my natural tan, that.
It's not a tan.
But the point is
anyone... The lights will make you look washed out, and that's what happened. You looked ill.
I did not look ill. I think the thing
compared
is...
Compared to her, she was like, oh...
Why are you saying this?
All Hollywood, and you... I don't know. That's not saying you look bad. I'm just saying that you looked a bit pale. If I did a thing about that, would you mind?
Yes. What do you... Yes.
I just got
because
something...
Because I'm not... The thing is, this is where you get things confused. Not everyone needs to have a tan like yours. This is where you don't understand.
Just want you to be a little bit more kind of ready for the camera today with this person that you're interviewing after.
All these showbiz journalists now all have a tan.
Yes.
And all look ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to look washed out compared to this person
I'm
that you're
fine.
Interviewing
Honestly,
today.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
Okay, well, I've got... Okay. Coming up, we've got Amanda Seyfried at 8 o'clock. She's going to be coming in, talk about her new film. You know her. She's off of Mean Girls. She's the one where they can tell if it's raining. In Mean Girls, yeah? You know her. Also, Mamma Mia and Les Mis. And she's got a new film called Lovelace. She's coming in at 8 o'clock. And we're going to tell Chris and you who he's meeting today in a small hotel room and asking questions to at 8:45 this morning. 8:45, you'll find out who the star is that Chris is meeting after the show today. Oh. And then after 9...
Brilliant.
After 9, we've got another Scott versus Chris challenge. We're into day 8. It's a good one today. You'll like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Amanda Seyfried's here at 8 o'clock this morning. Can't help but do just answer this, can you?
It just makes me feel sick.
Today, Chris is going to a hotel... A fancy hotel in London, and he's going to interview another Hollywood star, like he did with Mila Kunis.
I've just had a sausage sandwich to try calm.
Oh, that's nice.
Calm the situation down. It hasn't helped.
So So what's going to happen with this, obviously you'll hear and be able to see the interview tomorrow morning on Breakfast, but I don't want you to miss out on what's happening today. I want you to kind of follow the story. So we're all going to be live blogging later. I'll tell you how to get that.
What?
But do you know about this?
No.
We're going to do a live blog so that people can literally catch every step of what's happening, from you getting ready to you standing outside the door waiting to interview
this
person.
There's not that much to get ready. This is the problem.
But people want to know.
Because you won't let me get ready. You won't say.
Well, I will let you get ready, and this is why I've brought my friend Claire in. Now, Claire's... Come in, Claire. Here she comes. Now, Claire's an old friend of mine.
Right.
And I just think you looked too pale in the other
interview. I'm fine,
interview.
Honestly. All right, I see where this is going now.
So...
Hello.
Hi, Claire. You're right. How are you? Okay.
Good.
All right. So, I'd quite like you to make him a bit more camera ready today.
What does that even mean?
I think
maybe a tan, a little bit. What are you saying about the eyebrows?
Yeah, definitely slightly thinner.
Slightly
Hollywood.
Thinner.
Hang on, I haven't asked for this. I'm absolutely fine.
I'm saying...
Honestly, I'm fine.
You need to look more camera ready.
I don't... honestly, I'm ready.
This person will look $1 million.
The camera's fine with me. Everything's ready. Everything's
the camera's fine with me. So what we're going to do...
Has he brought you in especially for this?
Especially.
Can you do his hair?
Yeah, we're going to do hair, makeup, make you look Hollywood ready.
I'm not ready for Hollywood.
Yeah, but I want
Hollywood's
you...
ready for you.
Well... I just want you to, like, look less pale than that person. It's not going to be drastic, is it, Claire?
Less pale.
Not too drastic.
Not too drastic. Just a little bit of, like, and just do his hair up a bit, because you haven't done your hair this morning. I haven't done my hair this morning, you know? But then I'm not going to interview your Hollywood A-list later.
No, but, all right, little bits, then.
Yeah, okay. So, should we get to work on this now?
Yeah.
Just to warn you, Amanda Seyfried's coming in at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But should we do it in here? But maybe here or over, yeah. Okay, so don't let Seyfried phase you. I'm just going to do the interview.
Sorry, so this is going on in the whilst. Just carry on as if nothing's happening.
Yeah,
Seyfried's in.
Anything else you think you need to do?
No, I think that's it. Then
okay,
I think
cool.
You'll be ready, and just, you never know. You know, Amanda might be interested.
Well, yeah, exactly. So we're going to do this now. If we get to work on him,
there's no work.
And Amanda Seyfried's coming in at 8 o'clock this morning.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills. I love this. Sonnentanz. Klangrussel. Sorry, Germans and Austrians. It's 7:51. You all right there, Chris?
Yeah, well, we're just having a discussion about the eyebrows.
Eyebrows on that, Chris?
Well, this is becoming a sort of point of contention now.
Eyebrows on that, Chris. We'll eyebrows you on that.
Yeah.
One of our old listeners there.
What I want to avoid, though, is...
Who are you looking up?
Rylan Clark.
What's wrong with his eyebrows? They're lovely. Claire?
I think they're very Hollywood. They would suit you.
I think what we just need to be careful of is that when you say you want to pluck the eyebrows, it can't... Not too much, really.
Okay.
So you're saying we can't do Rylan Clark's eyebrows?
No, I don't think we should have those.
No, I'm just trying to say that, like, I've only just met you, Claire, and I'm worried you're about to change my face significantly.
Okay, whose eyebrows would you like?
I don't know.
That's a really weird question.
I've never looked at another guy's eyebrows.
Have you not?
No, it's not something that I would ever pay attention to.
Do you pluck?
No.
Secret plucker.
And do you think this is normal? Do you think this is something that all guys do? Because I assure you they don't.
I think they do. We were just saying, I think a lot of blokes do it, but they just keep it quiet.
They don't, though.
They do, though. Even
just
in the middle.
Just a few from the middle.
Yeah, I think
Why
they do.
Why the middle?
Well, because you don't want a monobrow.
What's a monobrow?
Oh, God.
Why are we doing it? Do you know what? Let's just do the chat.
We need to go back to basics.
Let's just do the chat.
I don't want to stress you out. I just want to... Look, I'm here, and Claire's here, as a beauty therapist to make you look nice.
What's that?
Can we de-puff his eyes?
We can de-puff them. You're going to look amazing.
I just want them de-puffed. Can we de-puff?
I haven't got puffy eyes. They're de-puffed.
You'll probably enjoy the whole experience.
You will.
It's very
relaxing.
Okay.
You might even fall asleep during Amanda Seyfried. Are we going to do this while Amanda Seyfried's in here? Oh, that's not weird then. Just another normal day in the office.
Just carry on, I'm plucking away.
Yep. It's 7:53 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I think we should get started because we've only got a few hours.
Yeah.
What?
Before the interview. Do his hair as well, please do his hair. Chris, you don't need to worry. The brief of the tan is more Scott Mills and less Dale Winton. You happy with that?
No.
Ow.
Oh,
so unnecessary.
The plucking is on.
There's no need.
Come on, no pain, no gain.
Just getting him camera ready for the interview this morning. I'm ready. A lot of secret pluckers are on that are blokes. You're not alone. Only most of them do it themselves. Looking good, Chris.
Really?
Really, yeah.
It's
good.
Claire keeps saying, relax your face.
Relax your face. Just getting Chris ready for his big moment today where he interviews a Hollywood A-list star. And I'll tell you who it is at 8:45. He doesn't know yet either. And we're going to be live blogging through the day. If you go to Radio 1 website, you'll see it. 8:45, I'll tell you. Now, everyone's saying, oh, leave him alone. I'm actually doing this for you as a friend. I honestly want you to look good today.
I look fine.
No, but I want you to look better.
Why is that? Not being nice.
It is. You know, like on a night out where you want to look your best? That's what I want for you today. And that's what's going to happen. Honestly, and there's no drama.
Why are you taking bits out of me?
What?
If everything about me is good, why am I currently having my eyebrows removed?
They're not removed. Oh, there's no mirror in here, so you can't actually see what's going on. Honestly, I would tell you because I know that you will fall out of me if something bad happens. It won't. I promise you. Just waiting for Amanda C. Freed. She'll be with us in a minute. She's in the car.
Is this going to carry on while she's here? Is that really the most professional thing that we could be doing?
Well, the thing is, she'll be used to hair and makeup. Like, that's probably a large part of her life, having to be red carpet ready, camera ready, obviously. Mm. So, no, she won't find it weird at all. It's just you that's finding it weird. How's the eyebrows?
Well, we've been plucking away for about 15 minutes now, and they feel like they're all off.
Eyebrows on that, Chris. Will eyebrows you on that?
They're not off. I can still see them. And they don't look like Ryland's. They don't. So, have you got any idea who the big interview is going to be today?
Well, I was thinking about this because my hunch is female, right?
Right.
So, I know there's a couple of films that are coming out, and my first thought when I looked down at the list would be, because they've got to be a big star, right?
Yeah.
Would be Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta-Jones!
Which concerns me because I can't do a very good Welsh accent.
Chloe Moretz, remember she was in last week off Kick-Ass, she did say it was female because I showed her who it was. So it is a girl.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. So have you prepared something for anybody?
Yeah. So as a bit of a backup, what I've done is I've just started to try and think up a couple of questions that I would ask her.
What, Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
Okay, go on then. Test them out.
Show me your best Welsh accent, being one.
See, I don't think she'll want to do that. I mean, she is from Wales, but doesn't talk about it much.
Your husband is a legend and a pensioner.
No, absolutely not.
No?
No, I mean, he is about 30 years older than her, but don't say he's a pensioner.
But you do have to comment on that, though, don't you?
What, that he's old? No. No. No, no,
still,
no.
She is still with him, right?
Yes.
Michael Douglas.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's about it, really.
Oh,
and
God!
Then, away from that, it's the usual stuff. Are you having a nice time here?
Here in London?
Yeah, what you been up to?
Do you like football?
I guess so.
Yeah, fullback.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few people are guessing who the big Hollywood A-list is that Chris is going to be chatting to today. A lot of people are hoping it's Denzel Washington. Oof. I've actually seen some interviews with him. I love his films, but he can be notoriously difficult to interview. Bruce Willis. Imagine that. Because he's got a real good track record lately. Chris, how you feeling about Bruce Willis if it's him? Is he asleep?
Sorry?
Hello?
What?
Were you actually asleep?
No.
You were, weren't
not.
You?
No.
Are you having a massage?
Yeah.
Of the face? That's called a facial. Are you enjoying it?
Massage is all right, yeah. Sorry.
Your eyebrows look really good now.
What do you mean?
Camera ready? I'd say they're HD.
Right.
Ready. Ready. Right, lay back, enjoy.
Cool.
Some people saying Sandra Bullock, because we know it's a female, don't we? Yeah. That she looks like a laugh. I'd like it to be Melissa McCartney. Do you know who that is?
No.
She's in that film I made you watch, which you hate, which you thought you were going to hate, but you liked it. Bridesmaids.
Oh, the Bridesmaids.
You know the bigger lady?
Yes.
Sits on the sink. She's awesome. I'd quite like it to be her. I think she'd be a laugh. Okay, it's 8:24. Just waiting for Amanda Seyfried in the house. Coming up after 9 o'clock, it's another Scott versus Chris challenge. So I am winning at the moment. Today we have to, each of us, ride the lift, the big glass lifts here at the BBC, all the way up and all the way down. The aim is for each of us to let as few people in the lift as possible with us. And the person that wins is the person with the least amount of people in the lift by the time you come back to the top again. So you just got to make excuses up for why you don't want them in there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Amanda Seyfried's here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thanks for coming in. I know that when you first saw what was happening in the studio, you were like, what is going on? It's not a normal situation. This doesn't normally happen. I can promise that our interview is going to be straightforward.
Great.
It's just that there is a man having a facial next to you. I know that's not really... Really
I know,
normal.
It's, there's a lot of pampering going on. I feel it's uncomfortable, but yeah, listen, I understand that it's your job.
Would you like them to go behind you so you don't have to see this?
No, it's okay. I think I'm strong enough.
I think the worst bit's over. I've been getting plucked for sort of 15, 20 minutes.
You look really irritated. I mean, your skin looks very irritated.
Oh, does it?
I hope it calms down by this afternoon. Because,
oh, good.
Man.
So what's happening, Amanda, is today he has got to go and interview another famous person. You're here now.
Yeah.
Then there's another Hollywood-type person that he's going to go and see.
In one of those kind of junket environments.
You must have to do a lot of those.
Oh, I mean, worst nightmare, but...
Got to be done.
It's, you know, unfortunately, I got to promote my movies.
So you kind of sit in with next to a screen, normally with the poster of the movie on,
right,
and they talk to you about what it was like making the film. And you're there all day, aren't you?
I am.
I think every film star has to do this. And it's normally the same questions again and again.
It is. I don't think I've ever met you on a junket.
No,
gosh, I wish I had.
Yeah, yeah. Many of it do.
Mila Kunis did. And yeah, that went well.
Lucky lady.
Well, it got 11 million people watched it. And in America, he was on Access Hollywood. He was on CNN.
You were on Access CNN?
Yeah.
Yeah, CNN were having a big debate about it going, well, let's talk about his style of interviewing. He's like a modern-day Hugh Grant.
Oh, no. That's wonderful.
I know.
Really,
it was good.
Like from Notting Hill. That's incredible.
Yeah. So don't mind that going on. We'll talk about Lovelace, the film. And Amanda Seyfried's here. Hiya.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in today.
It's not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Did you actually play Candy Crush on your phone on the plane between LA and London?
Yeah, I did, but here's the problem. There's no Wi-Fi, so I couldn't buy more lives. So when I ran out of lives, I'd have to wait a half hour.
Yeah.
And then I put my phone down, and I just keep looking at the clock. God, I've become such a loser.
Why?
Because that's all I do now.
What, just Candy Crush?
Yeah, in fact, I'm playing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. I've always wondered this. Do movie stars watch their own films on the plane?
No, that would be embarrassing, because if someone walks by your seat...
If the stewardess walks past going, yeah, food, madam... That's a problem.
I'd be like, it was an accident.
Did you watch anything good?
Did I watch anything good? On the plane? God, yeah. I forget because I've been on so many airplanes.
Any plane lately?
I watched Side Effects recently.
I like that.
It was really fun.
I saw that the other day.
Yeah, I had no idea. It's such a thriller.
I know.
I watched Margot at the Wedding, which is an old classic.
Okay. Sorry about this facial going on next to you.
No, it's fine. I'm ignoring it.
Try and ignore it.
Just don't remind me.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine. I'm just going to look straight ahead.
So, Amanda is starring in Lovelace, rated 18, which is out at the cinema next week. It's based on a true story. So, you play an adult movie star called Linda Lovelace, who was kind of famous early 70s?
Yeah. Yes. Early 70s. It was the highest grossing adult film of all time. It was also feature length, and she's famous for having a special talent.
Yes, and she's quite a fragile character, isn't she?
Yeah, I mean, the real story, this is based on a true story, and Linda Lovelace was actually a woman named Linda Borman who got kind of coerced into this industry, and she was kind of battered and abused throughout, but she really, her story is much different than what we've as a society have projected onto her. So she was defined by one thing, but she really has an entirely different story to tell.
Yeah, and she's kind of really under the influence of her husband, who's also a manager, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
He was a manager as well. Puts a lot of demands on her, as you said, is quite abusive. Was that hard to film?
It was somewhat difficult. I think the saving grace for me in terms of the violence, it was that I trusted Peter Sarsgaard, who plays Chuck, and the directors. I mean, they just created a really good, safe atmosphere. So it was much easier. It was choreographed.
Did you feel that you almost had to become, because it's based on a true story, become Linda during the shooting?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the job as an actor when you're portraying somebody who really existed. It's important to get to know them as much as possible, because I'm stepping into her shoes, I'm becoming her, I'm validating her. So I had to do as much research as I could possibly do.
Is this the most difficult movie you've had to do?
Absolutely.
Is it?
Yeah. I was looking for this kind of challenge, though. I mean, it is a whole nother level when you have the responsibility of playing somebody who has had a real voice.
Because she manages to kind of break free from everything in the end, doesn't she?
She does. After all that, I mean, I probably would never have been able to stand up again, but she actually figured out who she was and what she wanted to represent, and she spoke out against domestic abuse and abuse in the adult film industry, and she was important in bringing to light all these kind of hard-hitting issues.
I find it interesting that James Franco is Hugh Hefner in the film.
Yeah, he came in for a day and blew it away.
He's funny. Great.
Young Hugh Hefner. What an actor. He's so fun. He's up for anything. I mean, just he looks so great in that crushed velvet outfit.
And that smoking jacket.
It was funny.
Hey, listen, I've got a load of people saying that if you put your clock forward on Candy Crush, you get your lives back.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank
you, everyone in England, because, you know, you guys have obviously been playing this game longer than everybody in America, and nobody's given me any advice back there.
Okay. So now you've got it now. You know what to do.
I do.
Now, I'm getting quite a lot of tweets and texts and Facebook messages since people knew that you were coming in. A lot of young girls saying that they're doing exams in drama, or they're doing kind of they're at drama school already, but like they need a bit more confidence to kind of go out there and actually act. Have you got any advice for those people?
Gosh, I still don't have the confidence half the time.
Because you've suffered from a bit of anxiety before, haven't you?
Yeah, so performance anxiety. I mean, being on a stage is terrifying to me. I have to do these Oscar things almost every year, and it's just it's terrifying. But I think once you really can see yourself as a character, and humor is always good.
Yeah.
As long as you can kind of really channel someone else, the consequences of performing badly or messing up aren't as severe. So I think you really do have to channel somebody you know really well.
I think a lot of people
take yourself.
I think a lot of people take quite comfort in the fact that you get scared still of going on stage, for example.
I have not done theater, so kudos to anybody that is in theater school right now, because a lot of my English friends, they all studied at Lambda or RADA, you know, all these amazing schools, Guildhall, and they've had years of training, and they're just classically trained. They can do Shakespeare, and it's not that way in America. And I think I have the highest respect for all you kids in school.
Is that something that you would maybe do, like do more theater, or?
I would maybe do it. Yeah, I've been maybe doing it the last 5 years. I haven't gotten there.
Even going up to accept awards or red carpet?
No, never accepting. Always presenting.
Oh, that's fine. Presenting, right. Oh, whatever.
Big difference.
Yeah. But, like, what about red carpets? Do they scare you as well?
No, not so much. Okay. No, I think it's just the stage aspect.
You've done a lot of singing as well, obviously, in Mamma Mia and Les Mis. Have you ever thought about releasing like a whole album, your own album?
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't
no.
do it.
I don't write my own stuff. But I do have to tell you that I got an email from Damien Rice the other day. We wrote a song years ago in Ireland for a soundtrack, the Dear John soundtrack, a film I did with Channing Tatum. And he's like, I want to finish the song. There's really something in it. And I'm like, finally, I'm going to have a song out with Damien Rice. It's going to be another decade, but it's a good one. And that's fun, but no album for me.
What music are you into?
I'm into like indie stuff, folky music. Patty Griffin has a new album out. I'm obsessed with her. And James Vincent McMorrow. I first heard him in England, actually, last year when I was shooting Les Mis. And, you know, Willie Mason's an old pal.
Oh, really?
You guys love him over here.
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
But America hasn't caught on quite as much.
Do you want to do more musicals? Is there any part in any musical that maybe hasn't been made yet that you'd like to play?
Glinda in Wicked, the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've let Universal Studios know that I am going to be playing her.
I am playing her.
I am doing
I'm
that.
I'm going to audition a lot, yeah. And I'm going to get the role, in fact.
I love that positivity.
Now, that's what I tell myself.
I've noticed that your Twitter is mostly pictures of dogs.
Yeah.
And your dog has his own Twitter?
He has what?
Your dog has his own Twitter?
He does. I don't do it.
Oh, you don't do it?
No, because that would just be a little too weird.
Yeah. See, I follow Britney Spears' dog on Twitter, Hannah Spears, and she tweets backstage photos. Actually, you get more exclusives from the dog than you do from Britney, generally. And she says things like, I can't wait to hear Mummy's new song, which is a bit odd. But then I saw your dog tweet, Mummy says I'm not allowed to watch Lovelace. But it's not you.
No, it's my friend
Matt. It's probably not. Oh, it's your friend.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely somebody I know. Because I give him pictures to post sometimes. And, you know, Finn's got a life of his own. So I feel like, how cute is it that you get positive messages and you know, nice little tweets from an animal.
It is quite good. Does your dog send you birthday and Christmas cards?
Yeah.
No. Do you send him a card?
No.
Okay.
For I forget what, I forget why I got a, it was Mother's Day. Got a card and I got a stick in it. He gave me a stick.
When you do a film, I've always wanted to know this, do you get to keep anything as a keepsake or a memory, or do they say, no, this belongs to the studios, you can't have it?
Mostly that happens, but you know what I kept? The letter that Hugh gives me at the end of Les Mis that says Cosette. I kept that, and stupid little stuff, just little mementos. But I don't really get to keep much.
I imagine film stars' houses to be full of stuff, like cupboards and drawers full of things that they've kept from the movie.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be that guy that steals stuff, but no. Sometimes they don't let you have stuff. Like, I have an embroidered pillow from Red Riding Hood. I mean, why do I pick the lamest thing? I got a Prada jacket once. That was nice.
Nice. And what else is coming up for you this year after Lovelace?
I'm going to start working on a film in Brooklyn, Noah Baumbach, and nothing. I'm going to probably do that and, I don't know, buy a house in the country.
Cool. Just anything next year, or are you just going to stay in that house for a long time? Until this role with Universal comes up.
Well, that's it. I got a movie that I'm going to promote next year, next May, but that's it. I mean, I don't have to promote anything. And we were just talking about how much promoting is really tough. It's really certainly not as fulfilling as shooting a movie. But I have so much time off now. So,
can you give me any advice then for later, because I've got to go along to one of the, it's one of those where it's a hotel room.
Yep.
It's your favourite thing to do, Amanda.
Don't be boring. All day. Just don't be boring. Be nervous.
Yeah.
Don't be boring. Bring a game and don't ask any questions about the film and you'll be good.
That's what happened with Mila Kunis.
Yeah, but then you get a really angry lady in the corner.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
Exactly, it was worth it. 11 million views.
I mean, come on, she was promoting that movie better than anybody because of you.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, all those 12 million people probably went to see it. I mean, it's kind of genius.
Good advice.
Cheers, Amanda.
So, it's good that you're here, Amanda, actually, because I'm about to tell him now who he's going to the hotel to interview today. Do you want to know?
Are we doing this now?
I think we should do it now.
Wow.
Okay, so are you aware of anyone that's in town at the moment promoting their movie?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. I think you may have already guessed it.
I think I did too.
Okay. So today, Chris, you're going to a hotel in London, like you did with Mila Kunis. And
this is Anchorman.
It's a bit, isn't it? And you are interviewing Jennifer Aniston.
And I pride myself on being a professional.
Serious?
Yes, serious. This is happening today after the show.
So from now on, what I would like you to do is just tell me. you know, when and if I cross the line.
How are you feeling about that?
Oh my God, this is going to be cool.
Do you have previous with...
What's she like?
I don't know. Funny enough, I have never met her. I almost did a recent movie with her.
Really?
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
It was a scheduling conflict, but I am going to see this movie.
Yes.
Possibly tonight.
Oh, okay. You've never met her or anything?
I actually haven't. It's crazy. I feel like there's always something. That's exciting.
What's in the bag?
Jennifer Aniston.
Are you bringing her something?
It's Jennifer Aniston. What is this? Oh, is it the... Oh.
What's going on now?
Okay, open it then.
Is this...
Ready?
Go.
There's a little surprise.
Oh, and this is a mirror.
There's the mirror, and there's your makeover.
Okay, good.
You look beautiful.
Tanned.
You're good. It's good with a tan, though. Amanda, tell him it's good with a tan.
You look great with a tan. You would look even better with a little bit of blush.
Blush?
Blush.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we doing the mascara on the top of the eyes?
We are. We've not done that yet.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Still to come.
Okay, good. But Jennifer Aniston.
It's Jennifer Aniston.
It's Jennifer Aniston today.
Yeah, I think she's going to be a good one.
Right.
I think it's kind of awesome. Yeah.
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 Right.
In fact, I'll go with you if you want.
Can you imagine?
Hang on.
Can you imagine? Double whammy. Hi, I brought my friend Amanda here. Hi. I think it's going to be good. But like, Amanda told you, don't ask any questions about this film.
Don't. Right.
Okay. Well, actually, with this film though, it's a comedy, and it's doing really well in the States, so it's probably, okay to ask a few questions.
It's Jennifer Aniston.
It is. I'll let that sink in.
All right.
I'll play a song. And Amanda Seyfried, thank you so much for coming to see us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's really, really nice to see you. And go and see Lovelace out in the UK next week. Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Wow. This is another strange morning.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Amanda Seyfried just wanted to pluck your eyebrows.
That was the strangest photo I've ever had.
We're going to get that on the Twitter immediately. Good tan.
There's this
she was really nice.
Blog happening. On the Radio 1 website right now, and like loads of tweets are getting put up there, and everyone reacting to this. It's Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, it's Jennifer Aniston.
I know her.
You've heard of her?
I know her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
don't ask her if she's pregnant, is my tip.
Yeah. Anything else?
Don't ask about anything to do with... I wouldn't touch on marriage, particularly.
Is she married?
Nope. Not at the moment. I think she's engaged, I think.
Is she?
To Louis Theroux.
No. Louis Theroux. That's a lie.
Do you know Louis Theroux?
I know who Louis Theroux
is. That's who she's engaged to.
He's the sort of investigative journalist.
Yeah, the one with
right?
the glasses, you know, the little geeky one? That's who she's engaged to.
She's not.
She is. It is.
Is this you now
Am
trying
right?
to set me up by
Louis
giving me...
Louis Theroux. Yes? Literally. Right, there we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Okay. Well,
so, you're looking really good. And Amanda Seyfried said you look beautiful.
Cool.
It's Jennifer Aniston.
I can't believe it. I'm very... I'm scared.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I'm in a flap now. Can we all just step back a little bit and digest what's happening here? That was Amanda Seyfried off of Hollywood. And we've just announced that you're going to be interviewing Jennifer Aniston today, one of the most famous women in the world. Can we all just relax for a second and take that in? Can we just breathe that in for a second?
You're saying as well, in your opinion, that's bigger than Mila Kunis.
I think, yeah, well, definitely.
Loads of people are saying that as well.
Huge, huge star. Right, a few don't do's already from people. Don't call her Rachel. Do you know who Rachel is?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah, Friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I allowed to mention Friends?
No, she hates talking about Friends. Doesn't want to talk about it. 10 years ago, more than that.
She doesn't want to talk about Friends?
Doesn't like talking about Friends, honestly. Probably you can touch on the engagement to Louis Theroux, but don't go too involved with it. Personal life, they don't really like that. And also, please don't mention the bras with the nips cut out during the whole of Friends.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the show before. It was a little trick that they did, where they cut out the nips in the bras.
Oh, this explains why I'm getting... Right, okay. There's a word that keeps popping up.
Nips?
Peanuts. On my Twitter.
Yes, that's true, I think. Well, you could ask her. Don't ask her that! Because one, it mentions Friends, and two, no, it's just not going to go well.
I can't believe this live blog that they've set up.
It's happening. If you want to follow this story throughout the day, obviously you're not going to see the interview or hear the interview until this show tomorrow morning. But if you want to keep up with what's happening, Go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Myself, Chris, and various people blogging the whole story and the complete events throughout the day.
So it's going to be fine. Don't worry.
If you're at work today and you're like, I wonder how he's getting on there, constant updates on the live blog on the Radio 1 website. Sean in Accrington, remind Chris to congratulate Jennifer on her recent engagement to Louis Theroux. Yeah. I don't mention friend. She hates talking about it. Luckiest man alive, Jennifer Aniston in a hotel room. Can we swap jobs for the day? That's Grant. Don't forget to call her Rachel. Don't do that. That's just a trick.
Hold
that's
on.
That's a trick.
Right.
Just be yourself and you'll be fabulous, says Laura.
A lot of people are saying don't be yourself.
What do they mean?
I don't know.
Don't be yourself. You'll be fine. It's 9:11 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Right, I'm going to give you a mirror in a minute so you can see what's happened to your face.
All right.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Amanda Seyfried was lovely and you're going to interview Jennifer Aniston later today.
Yeah.
What is going on? And also we're announcing all the programmes live on BBC Three tomorrow night.
This is like a weird dream.
I haven't had time to think about that. So remember this time yesterday we spoke to Jen Long, who normally does the announcements on BBC Three. She's the one that goes, coming next, Family Guy. She's managed to sort it. I told her to send an email as a joke going, oh, would you see if we can do it? So we're on live TV for 3.5 hours tomorrow night. I haven't even thought about that yet. Can we just get through the Jennifer Aniston thing and then we'll think about that tomorrow or maybe later today.
Jennifer Aniston.
I know.
I've just been Google imaging her, of course.
Of course.
Which is obviously the first thing you should... No, obviously I do, but it's the first thing you should really... But, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
You look as hot, though.
What do I say is the
male way.
That's the problem, actually. That's the difficult bit, isn't it? Where you walk in, you're like, you're right.
See, the thing is, I wanted you to look good today. On the Mila Kunis one, you didn't look good.
But I feel I've overdone it here.
No, I don't think you have.
This is the thing. I worry I look stupid.
You don't look stupid. You look camera ready. You look Hollywood now. And that's what I wanted to achieve here with Claire. Thanks for doing this, Claire.
No worries.
Bit of hair, makeup.
I can't tell if Claire...
Is the mascara on?
She's proud.
Yeah, no, there is mascara.
Okay.
Is there? Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more.
More mascara.
Scott versus Chris.
Here we go.
Challenge 8.
Oh, yeah, and this is happening as well.
It's a good one as well today.
It is good. So, yesterday, we did the lift challenge. At the moment, it's 4-3 to me on Scott versus Chris. So, this involves the big glass lifts here at the BBC. What happens is we each take it in turn to ride the lift top to bottom. And the person with the least people in the lift at the end of riding 8 floors up and down wins today's Scott versus Chris. But how are you going to get the people out of the lift or keep them out?
See, this is a really difficult one because this is such a busy building. You know, there's 8 floors and every day there's thousands of people here. These lifts are used regularly.
Yeah, and it's hard to get a lift.
Usually you're sort of sardined in the lift because there's so many people using them.
These are the very same lifts that, remember, for charity, you rode up and down in your pants.
Yeah.
So, here's me outside the lifts, speaking quietly and explaining the rules. Okay, so we're outside the lifts here at the BBC. The rule is we each go down once and up once. You can make up various excuses as to why they shouldn't get in the lift, and the person that comes back up to the top after going down and up once with the least people in the lift wins.
It's the lift challenge.
So we're going to have a clear lift to start, and then...
So we're on the 8th floor.
Yeah. So you're going to go down and up once.
Yeah.
Whoever has the least people in the lift, because of the excuses you give, wins.
It's never going to happen. No. It's tricky. We're not going to get a clear one, are we?
Oh, I don't like it. Really stressful. So we've got to think of excuses to keep people from getting in the lift.
As soon as we're in the lift, we need to make sure we're the only people there. Have you thought of any excuses yet?
No. I don't know what to say.
I think the tricky thing's going to be on the ground floor.
Oh, yeah, because they'll all want to come in, yeah. Won't they? It gets really busy.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, right. Here we go. So, me first. I'm ready to ride the lift.
Okay, Scott, lift challenge. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're going first.
Call the lift. Right, okay, so I just need to say stuff to make people not get in the lift if I can.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this. Okay.
I'm not going to lie, I'm quite nervous about this one, but I think it's quite a fun one. It's a bit like being on a roller coaster, this one.
I just know that some of the people at the BBC won't like this.
I particularly like this one because a lot more people will recognise you than they will me.
Okay, so I'm going first. Here's me, and I'm riding the lift. But can I get the least people in there, or will it be Chris? Let's find out.
Oh, God, okay. Stress. Okay, so floor 8, we're going down. Clear lift. Where we go? Okay, I've pressed 0. Let's hope it doesn't stop. Okay. Floor 7 cleared.
Yes.
Oh, 6th floor, it's stopping. Okay. Sorry, do you mind if my friend's got a real problem? So would you mind?
Yes! He didn't get in. Just blame the man that's with you with the microphone.
Right.
He's got a real problem, can't get in.
A gutsy move.
Blame it on the man holding the mic. Okay, we're cleared. No one's in the lift. Floor 5, cleared. 4. Oh, no, stopped. Hi, I'm really sorry. Is it all right if I ride this lift alone? Because I'm having a bit of a panic attack at the moment. Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right, that's fine. Oh, now I've got to pretend to be panic attack.
Do you mind if we ride the lift alone?
Yeah. I said, I've got a panic attack. He said, I'm in a real rush. So now he's in the lift.
Priorities.
This is really hard. Okay, going down to floor 3. Oh, not again. It's stopping again. Hi, would you mind if we rode this lift alone? Because we're just, it's our first date. Thanks.
It's our first date. It worked.
Is that the same guy who just done the panic attack thing?
What?
The same guy that had come in the lift from the panic attack thing? Yeah, you said you're on a date with him.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Floor 2, cleared. 4-1, please don't stop. Okay, we're on the ground floor. Now everyone's going to get in. This is really stressful. What am I going to say? I've got to go back up to the 8th floor. Yes, no one's getting in on the ground floor. That never happens.
Never happens.
Okay, back up to 8. Oh, God. That was awful. Okay, I'm going to cry. When the door opens, I'm going to be crying. We're up to floor 4. Floor 5, please don't stop. No one's called the lift. Floor 6. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to cry. Please don't come in. I just need a moment to myself. Thank you.
Result.
Did that work?
Yeah.
Yes! 8th floor. So only one person for the entire duration. Yes!
How have you
done? Hi.
How have you done?
One person for the entire trip?
No way, because I was watching the lights and it looked like... on level 3 you were there for quite a while.
The man was like, I'm in a real rush, I need to get in. I was like, alright then. And it was really awkward. I said that I had to have a moment to myself.
Well, so that was it. Saying you're on a date with the guy in the lift and also crying.
I can't wait for you to hear my ones.
Oh,
now.
Oh no. Okay, so here's Chris riding the lift, but who's going to win with the least amount of people in the lift with them? One to beat.
Right, thank you. Right then, we're on the 8th floor going down. As soon as it bleeps, I'm going to have to try and... Hopefully we can get a clear run, which would be good. 7th floor, 6th floor, right. Sorry, can you avoid this one? Just 1 second. Sorry, I've just followed through.
No way!
God. Okay. Where could this money be most effective? Oh, 5th floor, unbelievable. Sorry, I've just had a bit of an accident. Do you mind just hanging on 1 minute? The doors don't close quick enough. I don't know, I'm going to run out of excuses. That's right.
So no one's in the lift at the moment because they think you followed through?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Why did you have to go one step towards the direction of Tasteless?
4-3, ground floor's going to be an issue, I think. Because that's where everyone's going to gather. Right, I'm going to immediately press level 8 and make an excuse. Really sorry, I've just had a bit of an accident. Do you mind? Sorry, 1 minute. Sorry. So we're now on the return journey up. Hopefully this will be a smooth one. So far, no people in the lift. Oh, God. We're rapidly moving through. 4, 5.
No way.
6. We could have a clear run here. 7. And that's 8.
What?
No people in the lift.
Oh, win.
No way.
Chris wins.
Oh, huge. Fair play.
I in the game, son.
Couldn't have done that.
Thank you.
Wow. That's tasteless, but it worked.
Let's get it, man.
So, was it 4-4 now?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I've got to take my hat off to you, whatever it is. You did really well. Really, really well. I wish I'd thought of that in a bizarre way.
Scott versus Chris.
By the way, it was the Radio 4 lift, if anyone thinks that there was an accident in there. Don't go in it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now on BBC Radio 1, we're going over live to one of the UK's airports to speak to a bespectacled Northern Irish man and a Victorian lady. Hello?
Hello, you've got the Victorian lady.
Hello, Alice Levine, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm all right. So you're with Phil, off of Phil and Alice.
Indeed, Alice.
And where are you?
We are in the airport, ready to go to Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. Is this your first time in Edinburgh at the festival?
Yeah, I've never been to the festival, neither Phil, so we are newbies. But you are the expert.
You are going to love it so much. You will want to stay there for the week. By the end of tonight, you'll be like, oh, can't we just stay for a bit longer?
Have you got any tips?
Yes.
What?
Tips.
Yeah.
I would say the tips are... Go and see, like, I don't know, you haven't got much time there, but go and see what you can. Even if it's awful, go and see it. Pick the randomest show you can get a flyer for, because you will get flyered everywhere, especially on the Royal Mile.
My brother went up and did a silent pirate play.
Yes. Anything,
there's
a lot
of that sort of shenanigans, isn't there?
There's loads of that. Like, some of the most famous comedians in the world play, but then you've also got a bloke probably, I don't know, talking about chickens in someone's front room to an audience of about 2 people.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Go find some of the free shows.
Yeah, the free shows are the best.
Because those are the ones where, like, people have turned out and they just ask for donations at the end. They've spent ages doing it, but they might not necessarily get the publicity or have the money for the publicity that others do. And they're really weird.
That, Chris, because ours is a free show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Oh, okay, I will. Me and Phil are having a comedy night to rival all others in the city, I'm sure. First hour, we'll be chatting to some of our favourite comedians that you might know and love. We've got a bit of Cassette Boy, a bit of Lee Nelson, plenty more. And then in the second hour, between 11 and 12, we're just going to have loads of sets from up-and-coming, like, new talent. So they get, like, 5 minutes each to show the wares and impress us. So we're just going to cram loads into that second hour.
OK, so you can watch this as well tonight at 11 o'clock on the Radio 1 website.
You absolutely can. We're going to be streaming it.
So if you love a bit of Edinburgh, and I will be watching this tonight because I love it, and I also miss it a little bit this year. It's my first time in 4 years I've not been. So watch tonight, 11 o'clock, Phil and Alice's show, as normal, talking to loads of up-and-coming comedians between 10 and 11, and then some of your absolute favourites, or some you've maybe never seen before, but you will love, and that's 11 till 12, streaming live on the Radio 1 website from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. Honestly, Alice, you're going to have an amazing time.
I'm a bit worried I'm going to actually want to move there. Phil really misses you. Can you say hi?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Good morning.
What about you?
What about you, big lad? You're all right.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. I'm not used to getting up this early in the morning, but I'm not too bad. I've got Alice Levine, who's very, very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I've got a pair of sunglasses and a hat on, trying to slither into a corner to fall asleep.
Yeah, you'll fit right in Edinburgh.
Yeah, well, I'm really, really excited. I've never been to Edinburgh, never mind the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, so I think, you know, I've got my tartan kilt. I'm ready to go.
I was just saying to your comedy partner, Alice Levine, honestly, it is, you will have the best time there. Edinburgh's brilliant anyway, but during the festival, you just see things that you've never seen before, and you see shows that you don't understand, and then you see some brilliant ones. You'll want to stay a week. It's going to be fun.
I'm preparing myself for the weird and wonderful up there as well. We're going to be on Greg James' show from about, like, between 4 and 7 at some point. And we may be giving out some free tickets to our show that's happening this evening. So if you're in the Edinburgh area and you want to go to me and Alice's show with all the, you know, the best new up-and-coming comedians, then you definitely want to listen to Greg later on. You don't want to miss out on free tickets.
Absolutely not. So, okay, Greg will tell you where to go a bit later on in the Edinburgh area. If you're in there, in that area, don't run with scissors, but get there safely. And you might get some tickets for tonight's comedy show. And make sure you watch it at 11 o'clock tonight on the Radio 1 website. Phil and Alice on Radio 1 from 10. Have an amazing time. Report back.
Cheers, man. Will do. Bye.
Miss you. Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. My friend Chris is today casually interviewing Jennifer Aniston after the show, as you do. People are asking when they can see it and when they can hear it. Tomorrow morning on this show, 8 o'clock. Whatever happens... Oh, God.
It'll be fine.
Whatever happens, you can see the interview tomorrow. So make sure you're near a computer. If you're getting ready for work, just put it on your phone. Just get us up on your smartphone, the Radio 1 website. You'll be able to see the interview with Jen Ann tomorrow. Are you excited?
I'm, yes, nervous.
You look really good.
Well, that's the main reason I'm nervous, actually. I feel like it's all been a bit OTT.
No, not at all. You look good. The makeup's good. The hair is good. Maybe a bit of a spray before you go on.
What do you mean?
Shush it up a bit.
Spray where?
What? Oh, your hair.
Hair?
Yeah. Well, spray where you want.
It's fine.
But spray your hair. Definitely. You actually do spray as well. Yeah.
Shut up.
Before Jennifer walks in.
Musk up?
You can definitely musk up for the ladies. But have I... Because Claire came in earlier. Thanks for doing this, Claire.
No problem.
He looks really good. Have I broken my promise? Do you look ridiculous?
I don't know, Claire.
No, you don't look ridiculous. You look very, very healthy.
You thought that I was going to, like, towie tan you and Claire was going to pluck
everywhere.
I thought
it was going to be, like, Rylan eyebrows.
You look camera ready, darling.
I feel freshly plucked.
You're good.
Are you a secret plucker now?
He is. He'll be doing all the time. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Okay, if you've seen that show Extreme Makeover, I love it. It's so American. Where they normally give a 50-year-old woman who looks prematurely old a massive facelift and a bit of liposuction. And then she walks downstairs and her three kids don't recognise her because she looks so different. That's what's going to happen now. They don't show her until the end. And then she sees a mirror and she's like, oh my God. So today, Chris, before the interview with Jennifer Aniston, he's been tanned and he's been plucked.
It just all feels a bit over the top, if I'm honest. I've had two different mates who've now seen pictures on the Radio 1 Twitter, I believe.
What are they saying?
One just is just putting, just ha 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 ha. The other says you look like her and I can't say the last word.
Oh, okay, good. Well, so here's the big reveal. You've not seen her for 24 hours, so she doesn't know what you look like. It's...
Oh, wow.
It's Radio 1's Sarah Cox.
Oh, Sarah Cox.
Chris, oh my God, you look amazing. You look
Why did
beautiful.
You laugh?
You can't laugh and then give a compliment, Sarah.
Oh, come here, I'm so proud. Does it rub off?
What's all this?
I didn't want to get it on my card here. Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at those cheekbones. She's coloured in your nose.
Blusher.
Blusher. It's shading on the nasal area.
Blusher, blusher.
Blusher.
I've been plucked.
Yeah, where did they... Oh, yeah, your eyebrows are... there's room for a third eyebrow, exactly the same length, in the middle.
That's right, because he's been plucked. You look very handsome. And I mean that in a not a gay way. I just mean that you look handsome.
Right.
I don't know.
It's like you're proud or something, yeah. Sarah. It's like you're sending me off on my first day to school or something.
Yeah. It's a bit like that, yeah.
To be fair, I'd been briefed to be proud and emotional on senior, but I ruined it by laughing.
Yeah. So what's the sincere emotion here?
You just look different to normal.
You look, you know what? You look Americanized.
Yes,
you
that's
look
exactly,
Disneyfied.
That was exactly
that's
the look
close to what my mate said, actually.
Disneyfied.
But it was slightly.
How are you feeling about the tan?
It's too much.
It's not too much.
It's too much, and I worry she's going to comment on it.
She won't even notice because she's used to seeing people like that living in Hollywood all the time.
I just don't want it to pull
What are you going to do about the arms? Just don't put your forearms near your face because they're vastly different. If it was like a Dulux chart, it's one end to the other.
Yeah, your arms are
Your
kind
arms
of
are quite pale.
Magnolia.
If I put them behind my back, it's like you're waiting for a stripper or something. That's not going to work.
Too much insight there.
Yeah, all right. Whatever you do in your spare time. So, Jennifer Aniston today.
Yes, amazing.
How was the show for you today? Good?
Yes, very good. I was trying to guess who it was going to be, and I knew you'd worked out, you know, you'd managed to get a big star, but even I was like, whoa, was in the car with Ben.
Have you ever met her?
Be mega. No. I know people
And you've met the Queen.
Yeah, I've met them all apart from Jennan.
Mm. You know people that have met her?
Yes, I do.
And?
Oh, great.
Okay.
I think, I think she is very nice. She might be a bit suspicious of you.
Because
of
the tan?
I think she's quite hardcore.
In what way?
I don't know. I think she's kind of quite...
Stern.
Stern.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
I think so. No, you don't want her to be, though, do you? Because it's Rachel.
Yeah.
Do you mean she's quite like a businesswoman? Stern business.
Serious, you mean?
Yes.
Oh.
I think she's
Do you mean
quite
more
tough...
Hilary DeVay than Deborah Meaden?
Think more Hilary DeVay when you
was
go in
not
there.
Expecting that.
Yeah, I think she's quite...
It's all right, though, because Deborah Meaden, you know, the dragon from Dragon's Den, loves me.
True.
So if she loves me and she's a, you know, she's a brilliant businesswoman, what you can't go wrong, can it? In the sense that Rachel would love me, surely.
Well, I think...
She doesn't know what to say. She obviously knows something that we don't about her.
Look, it's fine. We'll just go in. We'll see what happens.
I think she... Look, I've just said in the office to lovely Anna from my show, I said, look, no matter what happens, how can you not like Chris?
It's true. It's true, yeah.
You know, because you're a likeable, nice guy.
Right. Yeah.
And I think she's going to...
I think this has all been overthought. I don't think the makeup and that was a great idea, but, you know, it's
no,
too
you
late
look
for
good.
That now.
I think you look good.
Now it's just in the hands of the gods.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens.
If you want to follow our live blog today, this is happening, go to the Radio 1 website, because, you know, you might be thinking while you're sat there at work today, well, I wonder how he is getting on now. I wonder, has he met Jennifer Aniston yet? Was she horrible or was she really nice? Go to the live blog. It's running throughout the day at bbc.co.uk/radio1. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on it. You'll see it on the homepage, first thing you get to. And you can get constant updates on Twitter and Facebook about how it's going.
Yeah.
Best of luck for today, Chris.
Yeah, Thank you. Think we're going to be getting little updates during the show as well.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll see you tomorrow from 6:30.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.